I won't regret it, legal immigrant tells RNC she is switching vote to Donald Trump. By Amy Furr on July 15, 2024. A legal immigrant from Nicaragua told Republican National Convention RNC attendees on Monday that she regretted voting for President Joe Biden in 2020, but she would not do so in November. When Linda Fanos took the stage in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, she said she had left Nicaragua 60 years ago for a better life in Las Vegas, Nevada. America welcomed me, and I embraced the values of hard work, learning the language, and respecting the laws. It's the American thing to do, she told the massive audience, which included former President Donald Trump, who officially became the 2024 Republican Party presidential nominee a few hours beforehand. However, in 2022, she and her three sons lost everything when their home caught on fire, forcing them to start over again as people across the nation struggled in Biden's economy. As a life insurance worker, I see the struggle of people trying to save for the future while barely managing their basic needs. I'm living that same struggle every day, she explained. Fona went on to say that open borders have made matters worse because Americans are seeing millions of dollars being sent to help immigrants who came here illegally while hard-working families who did it the right way are left struggling. Fona then said, in 2020, I made a mistake. A mistake that is hard to admit, especially in this room, she said as the crowd laughed. In 2020, I voted for Joe Biden. I'm sorry, I'm sorry. He has made me regret it. This November, my vote won't be taken for granted. And, this time, I won't regret it. Please join me in voting for Donald J. Trump, she stated as the crowd, including Trump, rose to its feet. During the first day of the convention, Republicans zeroed in on inflation and Biden's economy, Breitbart News reported. The economy, suffering from the worst inflation in four decades, is a key weakness for incumbent President Joe Biden, wrote the outlet's John Carney. Surveys show Americans are deeply dissatisfied with Biden's economic leadership and do not trust his economic agenda to improve their household's financial situation or the country's. The convention began with an emphasis on unity in the wake of the assassination attempt on Trump that occurred during a rally on Saturday in Butler, Pennsylvania, according to Breitbart News. Defiant, bloodied Trump pumps fist to crowd after possible shooting at rally.